pepperoni mushroom pizza, you're gonna trip balls for days.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most eventful podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Tam and Andy. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
How are you doing, more importantly?
I'm doing pretty good. Recovering from surgery.
Did you get any, did they give you any pain meds?
They did give me pain meds.
Did they give you any sweet Band-Aids?
I do have, a big piece of taped gauze on my stomach.
Ooh.
That I've replaced a couple. You want really want to see it?
Kind of.
It's just gauze.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'll show you.
Do you know what I want to see?
Why?
Just gauze.
Oh, God.
Oh!
I'm not showing you my wounds anymore.
That was a good setup, sir.
Thank you.
That was a very good setup.
Thank you.
Because I was like, all right, maybe he's really into like
surgery.
Wounds or something.
I'm
or
really into wounds.
So, I'm just like, God damn. Very well played, sir.
Thank you.
Well played. So, walk us through it.
Well, I mean, we haven't been here for 2 weeks. We should probably start, at
the
beginning.
Like, from the beginning?
Yeah.
All right,
I was born in a log cabin out in the wilderness of Alaska.
I thought you were going to say Alabama. It's going to be awesome.
No, I'm...
Out in the wilderness of Alabama.
I was actually born in Alaska, though.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What
Adak,
about the
Alaska.
Log cabin?
I think I was born in a hospital. I think the hospital was called Log Cabin, though.
Yeah, Log Cabin Hospital.
Log Cabin Hospital.
Was it a Saturday Night Live? They did that Appalachian Hospital or Appalachian Emergency, where it was like people up in Alaska would come in.
Well, if it was Appalachian, it'd be on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Getting into your mountain ranges.
Oh, that look you're giving.
So I got married.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see the ring. Let me see the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Take it off.
Okay. Camilla's. Yeah. She's coming from the future to be like, what? Why are you taking this off?
And he is... God damn, take that ring off. Dude, what do you have it screwed on? Oh, now he's single.
Why, hey?
Hey.
What would you do if I swallowed your only physical object of love?
Yeah, what would you do if you swallowed that ring right now?
Well, I still have my penis, so we're okay.
It's weird it fits me better than it fits you. You hear that, Camilla?
It's not supposed to like perfectly fit. Like, you're supposed to struggle a little bit.
Like, you don't want to like put your hand
just
down
like,
in the ring
just like marriage.
Dude, marriage is no different than like just living with someone. There's nothing new.
Not really surprised.
Camilla, don't listen to this podcast.
You guys have been living together for a little bit now. You've been together for a long time.
Yeah, I really wasn't expecting like the world to be new.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that's different now is you refer to her as your wife.
Is that weird?
I still say lady more than anything.
My lady.
Yeah. My lady.
My woman.
Yeah, my old lady.
Let's see. The wedding happened. That was fun. The whole time I was walking down the steps, I was just like, fuck.
Apparently, I got an invite from Camilla to go to the...
Yeah, I actually was like really expecting you to come.
No, I was not prepared, and I had something else planned. Something that was more important than your wedding. Seeing in a bathtub, masturbating, and crying. That and all my tuxedo t-shirts were dirty.
I was hoping to see you dance on the dance floor.
I would have torn that
shit
up.
This man dance.
I did.
Danced a
lot.
Like a motherfucker.
I could tell how much pain you're in. You have no expression. Yeah, I danced. It was fun and shit, I guess.
I did quite a bit of dancing.
How were you at the end of the night? Like, were you pretty drunk or were you just tired? Just like
I was just tired. I could not get drunk off of Bud Light.
No,
I
danced and sweat so much that I don't think I could have got drunk that night.
I couldn't have gotten drunk either. I wouldn't have drank, but
I know there was wine too, but I wasn't in the mood for a wine hangover.
Those suck. It's like right here. It's yeah. where my wine just hangover
sticks in your
is.
Head.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just stuck to Bud Light. I could not drink it fast enough to actually get drunk.
Oh my god, dude. John got fucking destroyed. He was throwing up until 3:30 Monday.
Jeez.
Yeah. Like, we went back to Mitch's place afterwards, mm-hmm. and Camille's brother came, and he bought a whole new handle of Maker's Mark.
Oh.
And Camille and I didn't have any. I just stuck with beer, thank God. But we left at, like, 11 because I couldn't stay awake. I was so tired. Mm-hmm. And I wake up in the morning with all these texts from, like, Mitch, like, well, John threw up all over the couch. And the floor. And it just kept going. And yeah, I guess at like 2:30, he passed out and started throwing up.
Jesus.
Yeah, John got fucking destroyed.
So when's the post-wedding bachelor party?
Because the original bachelor party was a blast.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I'd do one again.
Sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
I need to cough, but I can't cough.
No. It's okay. We'll.
The struggle's real.
It is real.
I've started playing Texas Hold'em, and I've gotten kind of good at that.
We've barely scratched the surface of that wedding.
I know.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Some people were coughing. I don't have anything to add to the wedding. So you two, please, gossip about the wedding.
Well, why'd you start playing Texas Hold'em?
Because it was a free app on my phone, and it's a cool way to earn money. And I was thinking that maybe we all three could go to the casino and go play some Hold'em one day.
That'd be fun.
Go drop $50.
Three hit combo live tweets.
Yeah.
Losing our money.
Yeah. Well, in
7 o'clock, we're at the casino. 7:10, we're out of money.
Yeah. I started with $40 in this little free app, and obviously it's fake money, so you're a little more.
Yeah.
You get outward with it. But in like 2 hours, I had like $3,000. So
that's how they
get
you.
I don't know what that means. Yeah. I mean, it was against live people, so it's not like I was playing against computers. But
yeah, I've played poker online too, and it's quite a bit different than playing in person, though.
Is it?
Yeah, because you can't see the person.
You know? You can't. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Texas. Sorry, I was thinking blackjack.
Blackjack.
I love blackjack.
Blackjack's fun.
We can play blackjack too. I'm cool with that. I love card games.
The only downside is blackjack is so short compared to Texas Hold'em.
It's a little less strategy involved, too.
Speaking of short, your wedding ceremony was pretty short.
Nice segue. Yeah, it was like 11 minutes.
Yeah, it was really quick. Super quick.
It was awesome. Do you like her? Yeah. No. I mean, like her.
Yeah, do you like her?
you're going to be at this for a while. Sure, that'd be an awesome one.
Do you like her?
Are you
like
sure?
Her?
So, yeah. First of all, we never did do ghost hunting. Remember how many ghosts were in that place?
Oh, yeah.
I was so sure there were ghosts in there.
I found a trap door.
He did. He found a trap door.
Yeah. Didn't even think Camille's like, you should ask the docent, the person, you know, who knows everything about the house. Unless she's like, we don't talk about the trap door.
Yeah, we don't talk about the trap door. Yeah, like, we were walking around before the, for the ceremony, like me, Eric, Mitch, and John, and we're just like, oh, you were there with us too. Yeah. We walked into a room, like, yeah, this is where the ghosts come from. I'm like, this is the ghost room. And we're like, yeah, they come out of the fireplace right there. I'm like, yeah, that's a good place for ghosts.
Boo. Psych. We hit a bag of bagels somewhere in the Jocelyn Castle.
If anyone can find our bagels,
email us at.
You hit it very well too.
I did.
They're not going to know where the
fuck it in the trap door?
They're not in the trap door, no.
No, but they're
I figured the trap door gets a lot of use.
But they're in a door that you're like, why is there a door to this?
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird. Andy got us dick butt mugs.
Yeah. They're when you put hot liquid in them, it changes from black to white and clear dick butt.
That's pretty sweet.
I like it.
Mine's actually still in my car.
Just make sure not to dishwasher it.
I won't.
Because whatever film it uses to do the black to white,
yeah,
it'll ruin that shit.
So the ceremony was super, super quick.
Yeah. Nice. I didn't know Camilla's grandma totally, like, beefed it.
I didn't know
also,
that either.
She was wearing heels that were this fucking high.
No shit.
That's very high for people that can't
see.
For a
78-year-old lady.
Yeah, because we got over there ready
still
to do
not
some pictures
say that.
And the photographer. By the way, the photographer was really cool.
Yeah, he was an awesome
He was a nice guy.
Who was it?
His name was Andrew Johnston.
Oh, okay.
But, he was just a cool fucking
dude. Yeah, he was
dude.
Just,
and his sister was cool.
I have a friend
who's that his sister?
Yeah. Becoming a photographer, so I was just wondering.
I thought his sister was hot.
Yeah, she was cute. I think.
Yeah, she was.
She's single. He's totally married. His wife was there.
Ah.
That's how we got to know him. And his wife has been Camilla's like professor for like 4 years.
Oh, so yeah, we got over there and they're like, yeah, someone's injured. We're gonna have to go over here. I was like, oh, all right. So yeah. We went over there. And yeah, she beefed it.
She was totally fucking cool about it though.
She do a flip?
No, she just thankfully she came out of her shoes, because if she would have fell in her shoes, I'm pretty sure she would have broke stuff. But she just sprained her ankles. She left at 6 in the morning that day to go back to Texas.
Really?
And she could barely walk. They had to, like, wheelchair her onto the plane.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And what sucks is her husband had just had hip surgery, like, 2 days before.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I know. Old people, they always come in twos, man.
They're like the Sith Lords.
So we took some pictures. We never did take a picture of us not knowing what to do with our hands.
I know.
We made that joke a lot that the groomsmen didn't know what to do with their hands, so we'd be holding them like just up in front of us, like.
What? Dude, you can put your hands down.
Yeah. Never did take the Last Supper.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, but that's because we swore to God the table was gonna be long ways, but I actually kind of liked how it was because.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. The food was good.
I'm glad. I didn't get any of the appetizers.
Beef was a little undercooked.
Yeah. And the chicken I had was dry. But apparently the appetizers were fucking insane.
Yeah, the appetizers were good.
We found out, so Camille and I didn't get any appetizers. Like, they were out of them by the time we got to them.
Kind of feel like that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we found out that they did have appetizers saved for us in the back, but the Joslin staff ate them all. Camilla was like, when I went back there and asked the staff if there was any more food, they all looked really sad. I didn't know why. And then, so we got an email like Wednesday from the caterer that she found out what happened. So on Monday, after Camilla gets out of school, she's going to go get like, they're going to make appetizers for us.
Oh,
that's so real fucking cool.
Yeah. So then we can just take them home and heat them up and everything. Yeah, so that
seems
was
a little
really
after the fact, but that's good customer service on their part.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
The bartender was a douche.
Yeah, I wanted to pop it like
at 3. The bar opened at 3:30,
and because you know
he's like, oh, I could open early, but I'd have to close early, and it's like, and dude, like, the groom just wants a fucking soda.
Can I just give you $2 and you stick it in your pocket? Would that be okay?
I know. I was just like, come on, bro. But that's all right.
How about
someone gave me water? So I was like,
oh yeah.
That's right. I'd also taken 2 Sprites prior, anyways.
Oh, really?
I just walked by and was like, boop.
That's funny.
Nice.
Because my mentality was like, that Sprite is mine.
It really is.
Yeah.
You're paying for it all, so.
We ended the night with 7 beers left in the whole thing.
Really?
They brought enough to serve 100, like, what was it? It's like 4 cans for every person, so.
And there were only like 20 people at your wedding, right?
Yeah, there was
a lot of people.
There had to be 150. There's no way.
Oh, okay. Less than that, and there just wasn't any room for 151.
We invited
you. I'm going to be salty forever. You did not invite me to the wedding. You invited me to the after party. I wanted to cry for your 11-minute wedding, okay?
There wasn't enough
time.
Wasn't
that's
enough time
that's
to cry.
Like that's like, oh, I'm going to the Super Bowl, but you can come to the tailgate party beforehand. Don't come to the game itself, but come to the celebration beforehand.
Dude, a tailgate for a Super Bowl would be fucking boss. Just eat
not
hot
even
dogs and get shitty?
Not even interested. Just become a shittier person. Yeah. Just not even interested now.
So Mitch gave us all dares.
Oh, yeah. What was yours?
You don't know what mine was?
Wasn't it grind on?
Yeah, it was to grind on your sister.
How was that?
Did that get accomplished? I don't know. The night kind of blurred at the end.
Not really.
All right. Well, that's good. You're okay. Oh,
jeez. Did it happen? No.
Did you see Mitch, Mike, my dad, and someone else grinding on my mom?
Yes. Yes, I did.
They, like, trapped my mom in the middle, and they were all just my mom.
I also saw Mitch and your dad grinding on Paige.
Marissa, I don't even give a fuck. Mitch totally banged Paige that night. Paige didn't have her ride home, so Mitch was like, you could just stay the night. And I don't know where in their mind that, oh, she can just sleep in the bed. Nothing's going to happen. And they're both drunk as shit, so.
Yeah.
But Mitch was like, he's like 2 minutes in, he's like, whiskey dick. He's like, ah. So he's like, I went to sleep.
Nice.
But that is, I was like, that is something we will never tell Marissa.
Unless she listens to the podcast.
And this is the first time she listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
I fucking highly doubt she listens to
But yeah, some other dares.
Veronica was supposed to have sex somewhere in the castle.
What if she's like under the surface, she's like, I just want his approval so bad. Andy, I just want you to like me. And then you tell the story, she's just crushed. She's just, I don't know what to do. I do my best. I did my best.
Stop well, making it sad.
Yeah, her best sucks.
Ouch.
Still love her. She's my sister, but.
So, yeah. So, Meryl had to steal something from the castle.
I don't know if she did.
She didn't.
Ah, bitch.
And then John had to photobomb as many pictures as he
could. Oh, yeah.
And he almost got the best one.
Did he?
When you guys were cutting the cake.
Yeah.
You know how there was a window behind you?
Yeah.
Mitch and I were like, John, you need to go around to that window and like pop up behind him.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
But it was locked off. He couldn't get in there.
Oh,
damn.
But he tried.
He tried. Yeah, he left. And
it's the thought that counts.
God, that would have been.
Because he was just going to be like waving in the background.
I wouldn't have even been mad. That would have been so fucking funny.
It would have been. It would have been
would
awesome.
Would Camilla have been mad?
No.
Okay.
No. She feels the same way about John. Just John's a goofy fucking dude. He's a good guy. Did you have any cake?
No.
I feel bad. Well, next time
I wasn't really planning on having
cake.
Okay.
Though, did you want some?
Yeah.
Right. We have wedding cake.
You still have wedding cake? Is that what you said?
I have a cake and a half.
You have a cake and a half?
I bought more than enough.
You live close to Tam. Maybe you should give him a slice of cake. You know, to make up for the fact that he didn't get to go to your wedding.
Yeah.
Right, Tam?
No! I don't know anymore. I'm sorry if you're hurt.
It's cool.
There was a lot of dancing.
Cool. There'll be another wedding, I guess.
I think I've literally...
I'm just kidding, Camilla. I'm sorry.
I think I've literally done all my dancing in my life that night.
Yeah. I danced so fucking much. I clapped so much, my hands hurt for 3 days afterwards.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's how fucking just, I was like, ah! wedding gifts? Dude, getting married, wedding gifts is like worth getting fucking married. We got bought 2 Keurig machines. We're returning. We have like a pile to return to Bed Bath & Beyond. It's insane.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's crazy. I'm like, look at all these fucking gifts. Oh my God.
That's insane.
Yeah. And the money. The money's awesome. We saved it for our honeymoon.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where he's got to go? Italy again?
Probably Italy and London. They're a train ride apart.
That's cool.
Really? It might be a flight apart.
Yeah, they're definitely not a train ride apart. Like, considering the English channels right there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, wait, there's the channel, so. What about the channel? Is there a train channel?
I have no fucking clue.
I think it'd be scary as fuck to get trapped in the channel.
Yeah, that would be scary.
Well, there's an ocean or a channel above me.
Yeah.
No biggie.
You are fucked.
Though, I mean, if it breaks through and you're somehow able to swim up, it's not as deep as an ocean, so you actually might make it up.
Yeah,
you can
maybe.
Hold your breath, yeah.
And then you're stuck in the middle of the English Channel.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's some rough waters.
Yep.
That fucking sucks. Yeah, dancing, drink a lot of beer. Got married.
And Mitch Bang Page.
Yeah, Mitch Bang Page.
And that was that.
All right, onward. How was your week?
Yeah, how was your week?
My week? Yeah. My week was, you talking about this past week or the week before? Or both?
Both.
Both weeks?
Yeah.
It was pretty good. My boss has gone to China for 2 weeks during the most stressful week of the month. So that was cool.
Why the most stressful week?
At work, we have progress checks. And so every single student comes in to the door in between 2 days. And the Tuesday before, he's like, okay, bye.
Why'd he go to China?
What?
Why'd he go to China?
He went to China, and I can tell all of you guys because nobody listens to this podcast. Nobody from my work. Sorry. Sorry, everyone who's listening. You bunch of nobodies. He asked permission from his instructor, who's like a 9th-degree black belt, to teach his instructor's art form. It's also like a nice 2-week vacation. He also is being asked to be adopted by him, which is kind of interesting. What? Yeah. Right. It's some Asian thing. I'm not actually sure all the details, but there's like a 11-hour time difference. He called me. He FaceTimed me last night, and it was like 8 o'clock, and he goes, "Yeah, it's 7 a.m. here." I was like, "Whew, that sounds rough." The week beforehand, it was like nothing happened. It wasn't eventful at all. The day before at like midnight, I got the Smash for 3DS demo.
How long did that take to download? Because I bet half the United States was trying to get that shit.
It took longer than I thought. It took at least 20 minutes. I was watching Game Grumps. I got 2 episodes in and then played it. So
nice.
Yeah,
I got my sister gave us an iPad, and I've been playing the fuck out of that thing.
What?
This fucking guy.
What?
Her best isn't good enough. Yeah, so my sister gave us an iPad.
She doesn't listen.
Just because she doesn't listen doesn't make it not okay.
I'm going to tell her to listen to this episode.
I don't even know
She's
her.
She's going through like a midlife crisis right now for some odd reason.
A midlife crisis?
How old
Let
is she?
Let me rephrase that. She's just going through a life crisis right now.
How old is she?
So you're saying I could have grinded on her.
20.
He doesn't know how old his sister is. Look at him.
23.
23? Yeah. At one point, I didn't know how old my sister was, but that was, you know, in high school.
I just had to do the math really quick. Like 89,
91, or... Hand banana.
Carry the one and...
Fucking pancakes. What?
I hope that was more of a verb, not an adjective.
So you're weak then, Matthew. Are you?
Yeah, my week was uneventful. Let's go into gaming news.
All right.
Shut up.
The week was fine. I just worked, and then on Wednesday night, I started getting bad stomach pains. I'm like, it sucks. Like,
this wasn't just like, right?
Yeah.
All right.
And so Thursday, I went to work, and like, it was to the point where I had trouble like standing up all the way.
Oh.
I was just like, oh, God, what the fuck is going on, you know? And so, first 4 hours of work were actually training for something, and so I just had to sit in a classroom. And then the last 4 hours of work, I just slacked off really hard. Like, I think one of my friends took like 36 calls, and I took like 11.
Oh, damn.
Because I was just like, I hurt really bad. I'm just like, oh, God, I'm going to go into a break. And then so I get off of work, and I come home, and I'm like, I'm kind of on the fence on whether or not I need to take care of this now. And so like I go lay in bed, and I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna go to sleep and see if I feel better in the morning. And then about, I don't know, 15 minutes later, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go to the emergency room.
Oh.
So I wake up my mom, who, sorry mom, apparently didn't have much of a sense of urgency, because I waited on the couch for so fucking long.
Oh.
It was only 5 minutes, but your stomach like changed your perception of time.
Yeah. So
she was literally running in the house. You're like, hurry up, woman!
See, here's the thing is, like, I don't know if she was completely convinced that something was wrong with my appendix, because she'd be like, well, you'd be thrown up, you'd be doubled over in pain. But here's another thing, I broke my leg one time, and I didn't know for a week. Because people were like, you wouldn't be walking on it, it'd hurt too much. So I don't have the best pain registry, I guess.
Huh.
So I'm like, you know, it could still be appendicitis. So I go into the ER. I wasn't in the waiting room long before they took me back.
That's nice.
Yeah, I wasn't there long. Then they hooked me up to an IV and took my blood. And they were going to do a blood test first. And then they gave me a scan the contrast dye they put in you,
yeah,
made me feel like I was on fire for about 20 seconds.
Oh.
She's like, you're going to feel really warm. I'm like, okay. And then she put it in. I'm like, oh.
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 I'm literally burning alive.
Yeah.
What did you do to me?
Yeah.
ISIS is back.
They also needed a urine sample from me, which apparently they didn't even use.
They just,
so I peed in a cup for nothing.
Someone wanted you to pee in a cup, man.
Yeah.
Is that nurse hot?
She was hot.
The nurse wanted to pee.
Hot. Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't physically there. I just walked into a bathroom and did it.
She was there.
That you think. She was looking through that door thing in the day.
I had to carry the little fucking pole thing with me, though. That's the thing with like the bag of saline on it. Yeah, I kept running over my toes with that.
Oh.
So I get back in my room, and then the surgeon comes in, and he looks really concerned. I'm like, hey.
Hey, guy.
What's up? And he's like, so, we did your scan, and does look like you have acute inflammation of the appendix. Like, okay. He's like, and the only cure for that is surgery. He's like, so we're going to get you a room upstairs. And then, here's the kicker. He's like, also, we noticed that you have a small nodule on your lung. I'm like, back up. What about my lung? And he's like, yeah, you got a little mass on your lung. It's like, we're not too concerned about it, but, you should probably get an x-ray every 6 months or so. Like, whoa.
Mmm. That's, right now, that is more concerning.
You couldn't have, like, texted me that after my surgery or something like that.
To be honest, doctor, I'm not even worried about those two things. This this little wheelie thing keeps stubbing my toes.
Yeah.
Is there any way we could get this fixed first?
So they wheeled me on up. Oh, by the way, so I got to the emergency room about 1 in the morning. It's about 4 in the morning that they're wheeling me up to a room.
Did you go, because you're wheeling on up, wheel?
I was singing Moving On Up in my head.
That's awesome.
Moving on up, moving on up. So we get into this nice room. Much better than the...
Which, you were at Lakeside,
Lakeside,
right?
Yeah.
That's a nice hospital.
So we get in this room, and I definitely cannot sleep. I didn't sleep at all.
Yeah, with a stub toe that bad?
Yeah. My mom slept for a little bit, but they kept offering me morphine from, like, the moment I got there. So, like, at like, 1 when, I was, like, I was hurting, but I was like, no, I'm okay right now. I don't need morphine right now. And, like, a couple hours later, you need morphine? I'm like, no, I'm good. Well, about, like, 5:30 in the morning, it was really starting to set in, and they're like, you doing okay? Need anything for pain? I'm like, yes. Give me morphine.
And then it happened. Doesn't it work quick?
It does work quick. But it also wore off pretty quick,
really?
I felt. Yeah.
They probably gave you a really light dose, though.
Yes. So they gave me some morphine, and then, like, I was eligible for more in 2 hours. And I think it was, like, 3 hours later I got some more.
I don't remember ever having morphine.
Doesn't it feel cold when they inject you?
Yeah. It feels heavy, like, when it hits you.
I
feel like, boom, like.
Well, morphine's a really thick liquid.
Yeah.
Which is weird they put it in the bloodstream.
Yeah. So, I'm laying there in bed, and I think at this point my mom went home to charge my phone and stuff like that and get my contacts case and stuff, because I still had my contacts in. I had to take those out before surgery. Then my dad came by around like 8-ish and brought my phone back and my tablet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then... Well, it was pretty uneventful from there. I just kind of waited until...
Did they have good Wi-Fi?
It was surgery time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my signal strength is actually excellent.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I tried to watch TV, but there was not a fucking thing on, so...
I saw football in the corner of one of your pictures, though. Like, football?
Yeah, I watched a lot of SportsCenter for a while. Yeah. So, basically, I was just waiting until it was time to go. Then they bring me down around, like, 9:30 and start getting me ready, hooking me up to, like, every fucking machine in the world. I was like, God damn. Like,
it's just a stub toe.
I was like, this is a routine procedure. Imagine if I was getting, like, a transplant. How many machines would be hooked up to?
I bet it's insane for a transplant.
They asked me about 5 billion fucking questions.
I bet. Well, was it a bunch of, like, are you allergic to this?
Have you done this before? It was that stuff, too. Then it was, like, family medical history. Then even stuff like, are you right or left-handed?
Huh.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
You wake up after the surgery and you're suddenly left-handed. You're like, what the fuck?
Thanks for being part of this experimental surgery.
Psych! Not appendicitis.
After I got up, one of my friends was like, so how are you adjusting to life as a woman? So yeah, they asked me a bunch of questions, brought me down. Now, the stuff they gave me for pain before surgery was the best.
Oh, I bet it was like
It was stuff. The best fucking shit. Because I was supposed to have surgery at 11, and it's pushing 11:30, and I'm in pretty good pain. And so I was just like, I called a nurse. I'm like, do you know when I'm going to be going back? And she's like, oh, yeah, the surgeon apparently just left another hospital, like, downtown. I was like, okay, well, in that case, can I get something for pain? Because I was kind of waiting until I went back. But she's like, yeah, definitely. And so she's like, all right, I gave you a little bit. How you feeling? And she asked my pain level before. She asked my pain level before, and I said, like, an 8. And so she's like, okay. So she gave me a little. She's like, how you feeling now? I'm like, oh, it's about a 4. She's like, do you want the rest? I'm like, yeah.
Fuck yes.
Yes, I do. And so she gave it to me again, and then she goes, how's your pain level now? And I said, -5. That didn't hurt at all.
That's awesome.
They gave you the good shit. Do you want the rest? Yeah, don't hold out on me.
Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing?
My appendix is the size of a softball.
Did they say how big it was? Or do you get to see them?
No.
Do you get to keep it?
No, I definitely didn't get to keep it.
Why?
In fact, it was even in one of the things I had to sign that they were going to toss it.
Ah!
I thought I had to sign before I had surgery.
You had to sign?
I want to know how.
They wouldn't have given me surgery if I didn't sign it.
Why? Why couldn't you just, like, you crossed out one line and been like, keep?
It took me a while to realize, but hospitals are totally businesses. They're not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
not out there to look at.
Oh, yeah. She was also telling me what vaccines I qualify for. And I'm like, I feel like I'm being sold vaccines right now.
It's fucking weird to think they take care of you, but it's a total fucking.
And she's like, you qualify for a flu shot. Do you want a flu shot? I'm like, I'm getting one next week, so no. And she's like, what about a pneumonia vaccine? I'm like, no. And then she mentioned a tetanus booster, and I was like, it's probably been a long time since I've had a tetanus booster. Yeah, so I was like, you know what? Yeah, give me the tetanus booster.
Nice.
I thought they were going to give it to me, like, while I was out, but no, they gave it to me, like, right before I left.
Oh, okay. That's still a good idea, though, because I don't remember the last time I had a tetanus shot.
Yeah. I've never had a tetanus shot.
You should get on that, dude. Tetanus is fucking scary.
Yeah. I'm way scarier than tetanus. I'd scare the shit out of tetanus.
Your shit locks up, dude.
Yeah.
Like, your shit locks up.
I'm sure I've had a tetanus shot, but, like, I'm not a real adult. I don't know when. I'm sure my parents are responsible enough to get me a tetanus shot.
I've jumped doctors so many times because my mom's fickle that I don't know who has my records, so I don't know.
That's fun.
Yeah, I think Indian.
So, yeah. So, they brought me back. Last thing I remember was getting put on the actual surgery table when I was out.
Did they, was it mask out or?
It was mask.
It was mask.
Yeah.
Dude, that shit knocks you out so fast.
Yeah, it knocks you out really fast. And then I remember, here's the thing that sucks, is like you're already kind of like woozy, you know, when you wake up in the recovery room.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I never, this and when I got my tonsils out, I don't have my glasses on. So I'm like even more like a dream because I can't see a fucking thing. It's all blurry.
That's funny.
I'm just like, I remember being like, I am super fucking nauseous. And they gave me something for nausea. And I was like, is it normal for my mouth to be this dry? And he's like, yeah, do you want an ice chip? I'm like, yes.
An ice chip?
Yeah.
It could have water.
I don't know. They just gave me an ice chip. It probably didn't want me drinking water at that time. I was pretty
probably.
I was pretty out of it.
She can't comprehend drinking water.
I remember falling back asleep, and then I woke up, and my sister was in my room.
Hey, did you go to that workout?
Yeah, the ab workout afterwards? No, I didn't make it to the ab workout.
Why not?
The 3 incisions in my stomach, that's why.
Josh,
well,
Josh, man, he told me after on Friday, he's like, hey, tell Matt, Pete's came back to work 36 hours after her appendectomy.
Well, I didn't have to work, so.
I know. I thought it was really funny. I was like, that was a throwback to a long time ago. Because wasn't it you and her would try to work when you were, like, incredibly fucked up?
Oh, yeah. I worked with, like, pneumonia before and shit like that. Yeah.
And she's worked with, like, just incredible, like, the appendectomy. She came back.
But has she worked with a stubbed toe? I pulled that joke all the way back.
I could have, by the time I left the hospital, there's probably about 3 hours left in my shift at work. I could have probably shown up.
Were they, are they pretty, buddy? Are they pretty cool about,
yeah,
that, like, well, I have, appendectomy is a big thing, but are they still, yeah, pretty cool about if you're actually, like, sick?
Yeah.
That's nice.
So I woke up, I had bandages on me.
Did you wake up at home?
No.
That'd be scary. Yeah. Was it all a dream?
No, I woke up in the hospital. Woke up in the hospital, and I actually started feeling pretty good. And then, so they had, like, he said, like, mostly people stay another night. Yeah. But I was really trying to leave because I wanted to go home.
No, yeah, no one wants to be in the hospital.
So, like, there was, like, requirements for me. Like, I had to be up for a little while, and, like, I had to eat some food. I had to eat a meal, and then I had to get up and walk around.
What'd you eat?
I had a salad and some tea.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Makes up for the ab workout.
Right. So I was just kind of sitting there at first, and there was some Jello. I'd eat the Jello first.
It was a good Jello.
Yeah, it was all right. Cherry and lime, so.
Nice.
You made it sound like it was a hassle. God, yeah. There was Jello there.
I'd eat the Jello first, and then the nurse came in, and he told me, like, hey, here's the menu, you know, whenever you're ready. And so I did that, and I ate, and I had to, because of the anesthesia and having a breathing tube, I had a really hard time swallowing.
I bet, because it's all, like, irritated.
Mm-hmm, so every time I took a bite, I had to wash it down with something, so I drank a lot of water.
Did you get to pee in one of those jug things, did you get up and just pee?
I got up. Oh, okay. I got up. And that's when I found out they shaved me. I was like, they shaved my abdomen. I look like a 10-year-old boy.
Let me see.
That's.
You want to see my shaved
I abdomen? Do want to see.
You know why?
A man's
just goss.
you want to see
I do want to see shaved the shaved abdomen. Okay. Which I think is randomly weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is smooth. That's a big bandage. That's bigger than I thought. Because I thought it was just a little incision for an appendix. Oh,
there is a little incision on this side, a little incision on the bottom side, and then they, like, stick a camera on your belly button.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh! And that's where the big one is.
And they stick a camera in your belly button.
That's
Yeah, we got a bloody belly button.
It was
just gauze.
It's under the gauze. You want to see the bloody belly button?
No. That's so fucking.
Andy's hurting over there.
All right.
Want some of my pain meds?
No. Yeah, how much you selling them for?
Those are way too fun.
Yep. So.
You can make like $100 on those too, pop. Probably. Don't sell. Use them for yourself. But street knowledge.
So yeah. So I ate some food, and then I got up and walked around a little bit. And then, what's up? Water?
Do you want me to get you a water?
No. I can get him. I was asking if you guys wanted one. But I was trying to just do it with symbols so we didn't have to have this conversation on the podcast.
Yeah, sure. I'll have a water.
Yeah, I'd love a water. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
You're the best. Make a little bit more noise.
One of the weird things. Oh, Tam just took Andy's spot.
Yeah.
Is it warm?
New mic. It is warm.
One of the weird things I had to do is, like, first of all, they gave you, like, right after they told me I had to have surgery, they gave me, like, IV antibiotics, you know, just to, like, clean out any harmful bacteria that I might have.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought in these wipes, and I had to go, like, wipe my body down with these disinfectant wipes.
Like your whole body?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah, so they brought these wipes in, and they were warm too. And they're like, yeah, you gotta get, you know, this is to get the germs off you and stuff before you have surgery. Well, and the funny thing is, they offered to do it. They're like, do you need help? Do you want us to do it? And I'm like,
where was that hot nurse from before? Where's she at?
I got it.
I would have taken.
And I had to do that twice.
Oh damn.
Yeah. Did it a couple hours apart. And then yeah, so I was getting ready to leave.
During surgery, did they give you a warm blanket?
They gave it to me before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I never knew how awesome a warm blanket was till they gave me one.
Yeah, it's really nice. And then I was getting ready to leave, and I was waiting on my dad to show up to take me home. You hear a knock on my door. I'm like, oh, I wonder who that could be. It was Meryl.
Yeah. She works there.
Yeah. Yeah. She's
did
like,
you just hear the knock, knock? Hey, man.
I heard a knock, and I was actually, I just gotten up, and so I was like, yeah, come in. And then I heard another knock. I was like, what the hell? So I went, opened the door, and I was like, oh, hey, what's up?
Could have came over and bars.
No.
The only person that came and saw me was Meryl.
I know. I do actually
feel bad. It's okay. There'll be another appendectomy for you.
I do feel bad that I did this. I do.
At least man, this should just be called the Shame on Andy podcast.
Shame on Andy.
If you notice, we changed the posters behind you.
Did you really?
No.
I put a lot of work into those.
So, I should really make a new one for you.
Yeah.
Just make me a small little cutout and put me on Skylar's shirt.
I want to use Illustrator. I never get to use Illustrator.
That's fine. I'm not going to tell you how to do your job.
So, yeah, appendectomy sucks.
How much time are we at?
Probably a good 40 minutes. 40 minutes exactly.
40 minutes exactly. Do we want to speed through?
Yeah, there's some game and stuff. We'd speed through that.
All right.
Let's go.
Cut out tech.
Boom.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming.
What'd you say?
With a stick.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, you know what? I could totally cut out gaming news. The only cool thing is a new Oculus Rift version.
Oh, yeah, something Bay.
Yeah, Crescent Bay.
Damn, I haven't heard anything about this.
It's cool. It's a platform now. It's not just the Oculus Rift. It's an actual, like, gaming platform now.
That's cool.
They got, like, 130 developers. Have you seen the new DSs with the little stick? C-Stick?
Yes.
Are you going to get one?
Well,
do they even come to the U.S.?
They've not been announced for the U.S. yet.
Oh, fucking lame. Yeah. It'll come to the U.S.
I'm sure it will, but...
Maybe when Smash launches? When's Smash launch?
The newest, like, 3DS Smash?
Yeah.
It's going to be out the 1st of October.
So, oh, okay, so that's too soon.
Yes.
Unless they do a surprise, like, psych.
Doubtful. Very doubtful.
I would consider getting the Smash 3DS if they did a bundle like that.
There is a Smash 3DS bundle that's coming out, but it is not the little C-Stick one. It's just a regular one.
I like the C-Stick one.
Yeah.
Trying to think. Tokyo Game Show. Did you see Final Fantasy gameplay?
I did not.
Looks fucking insane. It's the game that should have came out like 9 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Final Fantasy 15 looks beautiful. And
cool.
And the gameplay looks really fun, so that's nice. It's like Kingdom Hearts gameplay.
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's the Kingdom Hearts studio.
Huh.
Because once they fucking finish this, they can actually finally finish Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah.
They skipped a whole generation. That's like 10 years of not a video game. Mm-hmm. That's fucking sad.
It's a long time. So Microsoft bought Mojang for $2.5 billion.
Fuck. I was kind of sad about that. I was like, man.
It is kind of like the end of an era. You know?
Yeah, they were like the mega indie company.
I'm more sad like for Notch himself.
Yeah.
Did you guys, you saw heard about the letter, right, that he wrote?
Yeah.
The tweet or whatever? Mm-hmm. He was basically like, because of all the backlash that I've gotten for everything, the whole point of me doing this is not to make a successful game. I didn't want Minecraft to be as big as it was. It's not what I wanted. I wanted to make fun games.
He just wants to make games.
It's not about the money, it's about my sanity. Quote. And he's like, I don't expect to make anything bigger than Minecraft. I don't want to make anything. I want to make fun games that me and my buddies can play.
Mm-hmm. He's got enough money, he can do it.
Yeah,
now.
He can do it now, for sure.
There's that thing, and he's like, he doesn't want to be big anymore. But I mean, you look at his Twitter followers. He's got a bajillion. He's got so many Twitter followers that no matter what he puts his name on next, do you think it'll be a huge hit? Even if it's a pile of garbage, people are gonna buy it.
He's kind of like Cliffy B. He has that name in the game industry. Mm-hmm.
So, gaming. The cool news about that though is they were scheduled to have the PS4 and the Vita version, those are still going to come out. They were in development.
Cool.
So Microsoft said, it's cool, you can have those, but I don't know.
After that.
Probably not going to update them ever.
Yeah.
And there was a rumor of it coming out for the Wii U, but that's probably done.
Yeah.
That'll be 10 years later.
I'm excited, though, for the PC support that Minecraft will have now that it's got a big backing. Like, mods might actually finally get an API, and they'll be easy to install.
That would be the greatest fucking thing in the world.
I guess, like, the bad thing is it might... Apparently, there are, like, entire servers for Minecraft.
Oh, and yeah.
So, like, you pay some other place to have a server for Minecraft. Well, if Microsoft is big enough, it could just take all of those over.
Yeah.
And be like, well, we have big enough servers that we can actually support everybody, so you don't have to go through these little sublet servers anymore.
Which, that's crappy, because mods.
Yeah.
Oh.
Trying
to think of other... I know the Tokyo Game Show was this past week.
Harmonix is closing down the Rock Band network.
Yeah. I thought that'd be a lot sooner.
Yeah.
That game came and went.
How would you guys feel about another Rock Band? Like, if they, like, really jazzed it up and made it not the exact same game?
Yeah. I don't know. I would really have to, like, see it. I couldn't imagine it, because I enjoyed Rock Band 1 and 2 very much. Very, very much. Like, yeah. I spent the most money on Rock Band 2, downloading songs.
But that was something that a group of our friends, we all did, is we all, like, we did the, like, endless set list. We got, like, a group of 10 people together, and anytime we'd want to tag out, we would just tag out. All of us could play all the instruments, and we just powered through it in one setting. It was fun. It was a group activity, but it kind of is reminiscent of that whole...
It's old.
Living room multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like, we're in the age where we don't want
to
talk to each other.
I considered bringing it to the apartment, but I didn't know how loud it would honestly be, and I don't want to be that neighbor, so...
Yeah. 343 Industries offers Halo 5 beta rewards for watching Halo Nightfall.
What is Halo Nightfall?
It is their live-action series.
From the studio that Microsoft closed.
Yep.
Like, not even a year later.
So, if you watch that, you can get benefits. They don't say what benefits yet, but apparently they will be transferable to the full game when it comes out.
Huh. I totally forget that 343 is behind Halo 5.
And Saints Row creative director leaves Volition for Valve.
That's cool. Because Valve never gets any... Well, I guess they don't get anyone, but Valve's been... They haven't recruited anyone in a long time.
Yeah.
What has Valve done recently?
Dota.
Yeah.
Dota 2.
Yeah,
Dota. That's
oh, okay.
And updating the fuck out of Team Fortress.
Oh, yeah.
More hats.
Yeah. Team Fortress is... Oh, it's not what it used to be. It's fucking sad.
Tell you what they haven't done.
Half-Life 3. So I saw there was a top picture on Reddit the other day, and it was like, Half-Life 3 confirmed in Counter-Strike GO, and on the bomb, when they type in the numbers, there was HL3, and someone was like, it's real! Those are the fucking greatest.
I liked the Hoenn confirmed. Those are my favorite.
Oh, yeah. Jokes. I saw that from Pokemon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially the same thing as Half-Life, but it was Hoenn. Like, you can look in all these Pokemon games, like a huge picture, and, like, it all boils down to the Hoenn region confirmed.
Oh, okay.
But
has it ever been confirmed?
It is confirmed. That's the newest Pokemon game that's coming out.
They're remaking it. Oh, my
God. So the internet exploded when it happened.
Okay, that explains. What are the new ones called?
Omega.
No. Those are the two versions.
Yep, that's it.
Pokemon and Pokemon. No.
I have to say it like that.
They ran out of colors and shapes and letters and numbers.
Yeah, it was something Sapphire and Ruby.
I was really... They need to remake Red.
And then the third version is...
They have.
Fire Red?
They have Fire Red.
Yeah, but, like...
Go on.
I want, like... I guess I just want, like, a good, like, a big one.
Pokemon, the...
Yes. Dude, they would have so much... They would have my money if they made a Pokemon MMO. Holy fuck. I would just throw wallet at screen.
I would love that, too.
Skylanders. If they came out with... I mean, and they can now because of this whole amiibo thing. If they did all the Pokemon figures as amiibos, and that little amiibo that you carried around was the Pokemon...
Fucking
ugh.
Yeah, they could. I mean, the 3DS has a pretty solid platform now. I don't know about online wise, but fuck,
the new 3DS that's gonna have that little stick is gonna be amiibo capable.
Nice.
So you could take, and whenever you open it up, you can bloop put your amiibo figure on it, and it'll talk to it. Yeah. It's pretty insane.
All right, gaming. Is that it?
Yeah, that was gaming news.
All right!
All right, let's go into news.
News!
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the Three Hit Combo Newscast.
Let's go for the goal, Johnny!
Really quick, was that Skylar singing that song on Facebook on the karaoke thing?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it was tagged in it.
Okay, because I really was listening. I'm like, that sort of sounds like Skylar, but I don't know.
I know okay. He used to do karaoke a lot when he was in Chicago. I think that was his Chicago buddies going, look at some karaoke. I sang karaoke on Friday. It was fucking awesome. I know this isn't news, but
have you ever been to Mike's?
I have not. I want to find. I went to Applebee's.
Applebee's does karaoke?
Yeah, you can't curse at Applebee's. So I'm like, can I have this song? And they're like, no. Shut up.
Mike's you can.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's 120th and Pacific.
Fuck yes.
Three of us should three-hit combo get loaded.
Three-hit combo, three-hit karaoke.
Just do a Backstreet Boys song.
I'm trying to do Eminem.
Oh, God, I can't rap that fast.
A Pennsylvania man has been charged with making 3 911 calls to report bogus emergencies because he was lonely and wanted paramedics to show up.
Oh.
To help his broken heart.
He called 911 three times over about 4 hours, July 30th, with various false complaints.
Oh, poor guy.
Why didn't he go to Mike's?
I don't know. Maybe because he was in Pennsylvania.
I'm sure there's a place
Mike's
called
Mike's. Mike's are a nationwide chain of karaoke bars.
Is it really?
No. That'd be weird.
A model with very large fake breasts wants another enlargement.
Why?
What is Nicki Minaj doing?
She said she wants
to took a second there.
Yeah, it did.
She said she literally said she wants to look silly.
Okay.
She has a bra size of 8M.
Oh, come on.
I almost died.
She said, quote, I want to look silly and I want to be huge.
Why do chicks with like enormous tits like that? They never look like good.
She says she's addicted to boob jobs and has gone up 18 bra sizes.
Motherfucker. Does it say what she started at then?
17.
Bra size?
Bra size? Don't know. Whatever the average bra size is for 17, I don't fucking know.
32 double C.
Step in the dark here. What? You got enough of that?
I'm reading. You weigh almost 12 pounds.
She could smother a little dog with her breasts. Just
nice baby. My tits weigh more than that.
Wait, so do they weigh 12 pounds each?
I don't know. I mean, read the sentence.
Well, huge, the mirror calculated that her oversized implants weigh almost 12 pounds.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Yeah, that's so confusing. Because I'm not supposed to lift up anything over 20 pounds right now. Oh. So if she were here,
man,
that'd be too much.
You'd be pushed.
Your baps made me tear a stitch.
Tits.
Too much baps. All right, and the dream comes true. Pot-infused pizza sauces come to marijuana dispensaries.
God. Holy fuck.
LA-based Pody Pizza has started selling jars of pot-infused pizza sauce at marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington State, and Colorado.
That's amazing.
Each 5-ounce jar of Pody pizza sauce sells for $20 and contains 300 milligrams of medical cannabis per jar, enough for one large pizza or two smaller ones.
That's expensive for pizza sauce. Holy fuck.
Steve Thomas, Pody Pizza's vice president, says you can eat 3 slices and be fully medicated.
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 I love how that's their terminology.
This jar's going to get you fucked up.
Yeah, that would have been a much better quote.
This jar will medicate the shit out of you.
Have some pepperoni and fucking psychedelic pizza, bro. You want to get insane? Grind some mushrooms up on that.
Oh my god.
Have pepperoni mushroom pizza. You're going to trip balls for days.
4 days. You got any leftovers? Yeah, don't touch the pizza.
Dude, this pizza's really good. I was taking a shower. What the fuck, bro? This pizza's great. Oh, we can't go out tonight.
That is the easiest way to stop world hunger. Just make all the, like, one person will sit down and eat a pizza by himself because every slice gives you the munchies.
All right.
We're going to finish stuff as a brownies. No, bad idea. Bad idea.
Steve, what was his name? Steve Johnson?
Something like that. Very close.
He just flies over Africa. He's like, weed pizza. Medicated pizza for medicated pizza.
Yeah. Yeah, it's medicated pizza. You'll be fully medicated.
Wow, I am stuffed and medicated.
Africa, like, just revolts. They start getting, like, dreadlocks.
Oh my god. Welcome to the 3 Hit Combo Podcast, the most racist podcast.
Right, I'm running out of things.
So. Alright.
Good, because I'm getting really tired.
Oh.
Poor baby. You're so sleepy.
I am. I'm really sleepy. So that'll do it for this episode.
Oh, that's it?
Yep.
We had four more stories, but you're just like, you're tired, so we're done.
No, we're actually done.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cut out a lot.
I cut out a few.
We have a time restraint to keep.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah, time restraint. So follow us on all the normal things for Sam and Andy. This is Matt signing out.